Republicans seek to block Biden from giving quasi-amnesty to Palestinians. By John Binder on November 1, 2023. Reps. Andy Ogles, RTN, and Tom Tiffany, RY, are introducing legislation that would block President Joe Biden from giving temporary protected status, TPS, a quasi-amnesty program, to Palestinians amid war in Israel. On Wednesday, Ogles and Tiffany introduced the No Temporary Protected Status for Terrorists Act, which would prohibit the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from offering TPS to any foreign national in the United States who has a Palestinian Authority-issued passport. Watch, MSNBC's Diaz Balart, Egypt. Other non-Israeli nations don't really care that much about Palestinians. The genocidal horrors perpetrated by Hamas in Israel are unimaginable. It is imperative that, as terrorism and anti-Semitism are on full display to the world, the United States take action to protect herself, Ogles said in a statement. Biden has repeatedly demonstrated his unwillingness to put Americans first and protect the homeland. Because of this, I have introduced the No TPS for Terrorists Act, which would prohibit the Department of Homeland Security from permitting any person with a passport issued by the Palestinian Authority the ability to stay in the United States. We cannot allow any potential threats to the United States into our country during these troubling times. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News has chronicled, Biden has hugely expanded TPS during his tenure thus far. Today, DHS offers TPS to more than 1 million foreign nationals who would otherwise be illegal aliens, which allows them to remain in the U.S. and hold American jobs. Watch, DeSantis, every Republican running for president should pledge U.S. cannot accept Gaza refugees. The Biden administration has routinely abused TPS to allow thousands of illegal aliens to remain in America indefinitely, Tiffany said. This bill will help ensure that they cannot use it to provide the same de facto amnesty to Palestinians. We need to put the security of the American people first. TPS was first created under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1990, INA, and prevents federal immigration officials from deporting those from countries that the federal government has designated as experiencing famine, war, or natural disasters. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program as the Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden administrations have continuously renewed the program for a variety of countries. Ogles and Tiffany are also sponsoring legislation to prioritize the deportation of Palestinian illegal aliens living in the U.S. as well as the Gaza Act, which prevents Biden from importing Palestinians to American communities via the Refugee Resettlement Program or its parole pipeline. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.